Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you all so much for being here this morning. I love you all, each and every one of you. Imagine a Christmas without Jesus. Without Jesus. No such thing, right? Imagine life without Jesus is like an unsharpened pencil that has no point. Those of us who carry pocket knives, we don't worry about that, right? Life without Jesus is like a world without sunshine. I heard a deal on the news the other day. It's been 12 days since we had sunshine until we had, was it yesterday or, you know, Friday we had sunshine during the day, you know. Some of us that makes a big effect on. Life without Jesus on the left, life with Jesus on the right. Those of you that can't swim, well, just imagine you can, okay? Jesus said, without me you can do nothing. Now that's kind of, to me, when I read that, I thought, that's a pretty strong statement, you know? If I said that to Kelly, you can't do anything without my approval. Without me. She's like, right. If I said that to my children, right. But Jesus says, without me, you can do nothing. So to understand exactly what he's talking about, let's look at that passage. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Well, if God is love, can't do anything without love, right? We're continuing on with our holiday theme of love, peace, joy. Those things that society has robbed from God's holy word that we're supposed to have all the time. And they say, well, this is a special season to be able to do that. Not true. Jesus doesn't want us to remember him just the month of December or during the holidays or during the world's holiday of Christmas. He wants us to have him with us all the time. But as you can see, you know, once again, bears much fruit, okay? Kelly and I went to, unfortunately, our Saturday evenings have turned into grocery shopping together instead of a date night. Our date night is going to Walmart. And actually, I think she enjoys it. I enjoy it. You know, I get to people watch, and I get to pick out some of the food I want. And I get to say, no, not, I don't want that, and I don't want that. So I get to have a say, so it's kind of a good thing, you know. But I saw all kinds of fruit at Walmart. All kinds of fruit. And so when we think about that bearing much fruit, okay, then we think about the holiday and fruits being love, peace, joy, kindness, forgiveness, fruits of the Spirit. Okay? Bear these things. Without Jesus, I wouldn't have learned how to love unconditionally. Without Jesus, I wouldn't learn how to forgive. even though I don't want to or I don't feel like it. I wouldn't have known what true joy is to have everlasting life and have my sins washed away. I wouldn't be able to have the peace that comes from understanding that God, only God gives, without those things, without Jesus. Without Him, you can do nothing. The do nothing part, you know, that sounds pretty good to some of us. That's okay, Jesus. I ain't going to do nothing anyways. But that doesn't work. That just makes us more miserable. Makes us feel like we're treading the water like that person in the glass without Jesus. I ask us as brothers, so you will be my disciples. Is that a good goal in your life? Yesterday I went down to the Performance Racing Industry Trade Show in Indianapolis. People all over the world come. I saw some TV stars, and I saw some great racers that are retired, and talked to some people, and it was enjoyable. Martin Lucas and I walked around for a while. But as I walked around, I thought, how many people here don't know Jesus? How many people here want to be His disciple? I ask us this morning, do you want to be a disciple of Jesus? Is it one of your priorities in life? Or is your Christmas list still high on your priority? I've got to get this done, this done, this done, this done, this done. Your to-do list. Maybe it's not even a Christmas list. And to-do lists are great. People without a plan, people without lists are more random than the people that are. Do you think Jesus had a list when He was here? I'm just asking. Thought just came to me. Think Jesus had a list? He came to seek and save that which was lost. He came to teach us about love and peace and joy and to include Him in our lives and to be saved and about sin and how ugly it is and that only He can remove that sin from our hearts. Only He has the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Only He can help us be all we can be. Only He can help us unless you abide in the vine, unless you abide in me. Jesus says, we sing the song, abide in me, abide with Him. So we continue on in John, as the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay one's own life, to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, He may give you. These things I command that you love one another. You can do nothing without me. You know, last couple weeks I mentioned about the old song I learned with Vacation Bible Schools. I got that joy, joy, joy down in my heart. And that joy comes from the love of Christ in our hearts by obeying what He wants us to do. Let me ask you this, parents and grandparents. When do you feel most loved?
Do you feel most loved on Christmas when you open a gift? Well, maybe you do, but hope not. Do you feel most loved when you see a child or a grandchild make a decision to follow Jesus? Or make a decision to love somebody? Or make a decision to forgive somebody? Or being peace at peace in their heart? Fruits. To see your children bear fruit. To see your grandchildren bear fruit. And that you love one another, following Jesus' commandments. Who do you not want to love in your life? Who does Satan tempt you to hate? Whether it's a political party, or a neighbor, or a coworker, or a boss, or a relationship 30 years ago that still pings in your mind. Say no to Satan. Jesus says, I have made it known to you, go and bear fruit, these things I have commanded you, that you love one another. Love one another. I find it hard to love people that are hateful, that say things that aren't true about me, put words in my mouth. Misunderstand me? That's not what I said. When I put it, that's exactly what you said. Well, maybe I ought to rethink what I said. Maybe I ought to remember Jesus and how he loved people by saying things and then by holding his tongue. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own, yet because you are not of the world. But I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said unto you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would have no sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates me hates my Father also. And if I had not done among them the works which no one else did, they would have no sin. But now they have seen and also hated both me and my Father. But this happened that the word might be fulfilled, which is written in their law. They hated me without a cause. I've seen this type of hate in my life. I've seen coworkers that hate the boss, hate the owner. I've seen people in my life hate the president now and the president we had before, the president we have now. I've seen people hate things and say, I hate this and I hate that and I hate this and I hate that. I'm so thankful for Jesus. Brothers and sisters and friends, because he brought love, peace, joy, long-suffering, forgiveness, happiness, the things that keep us from hating. It was okay when you were a Jew to hate all those people that weren't a Jew. That was okay. It was okay to hate people for ignorance. It was okay to hate people because they weren't like you, or didn't believe like you, or didn't feel like you, or didn't look like you, or weren't the same gender as you.
Jesus brought the way, the truth, and the life to explain to us that we should never, ever, ever have that type of hatred in our heart. Hated without a cause. So Jesus said, okay, give me a good cause to hate. Well, I'm thinking to myself, what's a good cause to hate for? And I ask you guys for a minute to think, what's a good cause? Jesus, I'm talking to Jesus. I'm talking to God the Father. I'm going to tell you what's a good cause to hate. Why I hate this person. No, that's not a good cause to hate somebody, brother. Because they're overweight. That's not. Jesus explains, but now there is no excuse for their sin. When somebody doesn't want to follow Jesus and only wants to pick certain parts of the gospel, the good news of salvation, the doctrine of the disciples and of Jesus, they want to change a little bit of it. This is okay. This sin is okay. It's not. They have no excuse for their sin. And then they turn around and try and call Christians hateful. That's not the truth, folks. Don't be con. Don't be conned in somebody calling you a hater because you're following Jesus and you know what the truth is. You do not have to love sin to follow Jesus. You have to love Him and obey Him and stay away from those things. Stay away from sin. And understand, if the world hates you, it hated me. And a servant is not greater than his master. How many of us have worked for a boss that we thought were smarter than the boss? I know more than him. I ought to be running this company instead of him. I wouldn't have made that decision. Or a student. I'm smarter than that teacher. That teacher don't know what they're doing. Just go on down the line. I'm smarter than that police officer. Doesn't he know I was in a hurry? Doesn't he know the speed limit? Yeah, they do know the speed limit. That's their job. You just go on and on and on and on and on. Servant's not greater than his master. It's a concept of humility. How humble was Jesus listening to other people with their hatefulness, their ignorance, their self-justification? And he said, I love you. I forgive you. I bring you peace. I bring you eternal life. Sin is ugly. Repent and turn away from it. But Jesus, but the minute we say in our hearts and in our minds, but Jesus, we're trying to be a servant that's greater than his master. Satan's tempting us. That's Satan's problem. He never wants to obey God the Father. That's why he is who he is. He wants to be the master. And then when we want to be the master in our lives, and don't put Jesus where he needs to be. Servant is not greater than his master. It's written in Philippians, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely,
whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you.
I don't know about you, but I can get anxious about some stuff. Just ask my wife. I've been better. Jesus is working on my heart. I don't know about you guys, but you know, some of you, yeah, life's a dream. Just keep on trucking. I don't worry about nothing. But in everything, when we become anxious, when we start to worry, when there's things troubling on our hearts, Jesus said, believe in me. Don't be troubled. Believing in him is turning to him. It's living with him, not without him. But that your prayers and your supplications and your thanksgiving and your requests, the relationship that we have with the King and the Master and the Creator, helps us have that peace of God, the peace that will guard our hearts and minds. How many times have we been anxious and worried about something and we start thinking about what ifs? Just me? Am I the only one that has to say, Satan, get behind me? That's a what if? Okay? Every time Kelly leaves on a business trip, Satan tempts me with what ifs. What if the plane goes down? What if something happens? What if this? What if that? Because I got zero control. I got to turn it over to God. I've got to go over to God. I need that peace of God that guards my heart and mind through Jesus Christ. That's the only thing that gives me any peace. Now, I could tell her to quit her job, stay home. I got that option too. She said, no, I see enough of you. I'm just jesting. There's all the times Satan tempts us in our lives, folks, to be anxious. And that's the minute we need to recognize that we don't want to be without him. We want that peace of God. We want Jesus. Without me, you can do nothing. Without me, you can't have that peace of God. I've got to give it over to him. That's, folks, I know that's tough to do. That is tough to do. Who else do you want to guard your hearts and your minds? To me, I want God to help me. I want my Savior to help me. We should want that help. But by prayer and thanksgiving requests, talk to God in your life daily. Our last passage this morning of our lesson. Though I speak with tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Love is not puffed up. Love does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things. It believes all things. It hopes all things. It endures all things. Love never fails. I've had the honor to use this passage of scripture at weddings in the last couple years. And just like the world robbing Christmas from us, the world and the marriage ceremony has robbed this passage of God's holy word, which is so truthful and helpful. But as I read it, I get convicted. The most important thing is remembering love never fails. And in our relationships, I haven't failed. To be honest with you folks, in my life, I don't feel like I've been a failure at all, except for when I've hurt somebody in a relationship. Whether it's a co-worker, or a wife, or a child, or a stranger. I do not like making somebody feel bad. I don't. I regret that. I repent of that when I know I've done that. And that's a way of recognizing love never fails. Because it doesn't behave rudely. It doesn't seek its own. It's not provoked. It doesn't seek evil. It doesn't rejoice in sin. It doesn't make fun of it. It doesn't encourage it. And we talk about, without me, you can do nothing. Without love, without God, it profits me nothing. I am nothing. Love never fails. I usually get back to when Kelly travels on business. I've got to rely on love. I got to rely on Jesus. I got to rely on God. It never fails. Because if I rely just on faith, I can buy the best airplane ticket in the world, okay? Best hotel in the world, best security. Just go on down. It profits me nothing. I give all the things until I embrace love as being a power in my life. God and Jesus being a power in my life. The best power and resource I can go to. How many of us fill up our vehicles with premium gas all the time? Anybody? Anybody in here use premium gas all the time in their vehicle? You want to know why we don't? Because it costs too much. Now, I won't say we're cheap. I guess I just did. I did a little research, a little study on my own, and it doesn't come back in your gas mileage because they've got the prices per gallon way too far away. But I ask us, why we don't use premium Jesus in our lives? Does it cost too much to forgive, to love, to not hate? Does it cost too much not to be rude or not seek our own or not to think evil? Does it cost too much to bear all things, to believe all things, to hope all things, to endure all things? Does it cost too much to recognize love never fails? Jesus, don't leave this earth without Him. Without me, He said, you can do nothing. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. A servant is not greater than his master. But now they have no excuse for their sin. Rejoice in the Lord always. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
The things which you have learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. Love never fails. Abide in me. If you're not abiding in Jesus, I'm giving your life to him. We invite you to do so this morning as we stand and sing the selected hymn.